This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. Edward Burns led his first Easter Mass in Texas last weekend. He moved from Juneau, Alaska a few months back to become the Catholic Church's new Bishop of Dallas. And he's already making a mark, starting a task force on immigration and leading a national effort in the wake of the priest's sexual abuse scandal. Edward Burns, welcome to Dallas and welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Rick, thank you so much. It's wonderful being with you.
In Alaska, your diocese had 7,300 people. Here you've got 1.2 million. How does that change your job?
You know, it is a vast difference. We had 1,000 islands, and I had 9 priests, and there were no roads. You know, you cannot drive to Juneau. Mm-hmm. You can only get to Juneau by air or by water. Well, I come to the Diocese of Dallas, and I learned that there's no islands and all roads. So just trying to manage through all of that is a challenge. But, you know, when people speak to me about the vastness, the number of people, and I assure them, you know, you can only really interact with one person at a time, one congregation at a time, one project at a time, you know, and so you just stay focused and lean into it.
It must be a life-changing moment to get that call asking you to move from Juneau, Alaska to Dallas, Texas. What was it like for you?
Having served in Juneau for 7-plus years, to receive the call that Pope Francis had appointed me the next bishop of Dallas, I have to tell you, Rick, I have never received a warmer welcome. The people here are absolutely fantastic.
How does the call work? I mean, do you actually literally get a call on the phone?
I get a lot of wrong numbers for some reason. It was the first Monday of Advent. Translate that in secular terms, it was Cyber Monday. So, So I'm on a FaceTime appointment and a 202 number pops up on my screen on my iPad that somebody's trying to call me. And I'm pushing the decline button because I'm going, it's another wrong number. I learned only a couple hours later, whenever I saw that somebody left a message, that it was the Vatican ambassador. It was the Apostolic Nuncio of the United States, the Holy Father's personal representative to this country. And he was the one who said, Bishop Burns, I want to let you know that this telephone call is going to change your life.
Millions of people saw the Oscar-winning movie Spotlight last year, and the Catholic Church just can't seem to shake the issue at the heart of that, clergy sexual abuse. You're leading a national panel on this. How do you tackle it?
We are called to create a safe environment for our children and do everything we possibly can. What we've had now is since 2002, and of all things, it was here in Dallas that the bishops created a charter for the protection of children and young people and vulnerable adults. Training for children, background checks for anyone coming into volunteer work or ministry, and then, of course, significant application process with psychological reviews for anyone who were to enter into priesthood.
Do you believe, in addition to looking at where the church is today and looking forward, do you believe the protections are there now?
You know, I believe that we definitely have to look back. And I think that we definitely have to remember and we have to acknowledge, because the last thing we can do is grow complacent. We cannot grow lukewarm. We cannot think like this is a thing of the past. We have to stay vigilant. And I truly believe that it is definitely a safer place now than ever before.
You got to Texas right at the time the new president issued executive orders limiting travel, and legislators in Austin started debating restrictions on sanctuary city policies. You've been pretty vocal speaking out against those positions. Do you risk wading into politics here?
What I'm weighing in on is not politics. It's the very essence of faith that Jesus Christ, our Lord, called us to welcome the stranger. And I don't know how everyone enters into this country. But I do know that when they're here, and as we look at them either as our brother or our sister, because there's going to be a day that hopefully we're going to hear the words, when I was hungry, you gave me food, and when I was thirsty, you gave me drink, and when I was a stranger, you welcomed me. And therein lies the very essence of who we are. It's not political. It really is faith-based.
So what happens here in your diocese if the legislature and the governor penalize sanctuary city policies?
One of the things we're going to do is just stay focused in helping people. In particular, families are important. And when you have families who are ruptured and split, it has an effect on society. It is important that we keep families together, all families.
Edward Burns, Bishop of Dallas, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks. It's great being with you and with your listeners.